USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More changes being made in the Trump administration. The president yesterday confirming he's named a new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
The president also confirming that he'll be hiring a new chief of staff for himself.
John Kelly will be leaving at the end of the year. We'll be announcing who will be taking John's place. It might be on an interim basis.
Winter storms causing travel problems nationwide. One big storm in the southeast U.S. is dumping snow, ice, and rain on several states. Governors in Virginia and North Carolina have declared states of emergencies. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
President Trump says protests in Paris are a result of the climate change policies of French President Emmanuel Macron. The president tweeting yesterday, quote, "The Paris Agreement isn't working out so well for Paris." He adds, "It's because people do not want to pay large sums of money, much to third world countries, in order to maybe protect the environment." The protests continuing for a fourth consecutive weekend in the city of Paris. They kicked off last month as opposition to an increase in fuel taxes. Yesterday, France's Interior Ministry said 1,220 people had been taken into custody around France because of the protesting, a roundup the scale of which that country hasn't seen in decades. An FBI agent shot in the shoulder yesterday in New York City during a street gunfight in the Canarsie section of Brooklyn. The agent in stable condition now, two possible suspects in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
One of the first people to plead guilty in the Russia investigation is now back out of jail, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos was released from prison on Friday morning after serving 12 days for lying to investigators about his contact with people tied to Russia during the 2016 campaign.
While I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. You're away from family, you're away from friends, you're away from the world, and you're living in a underworld.
I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
The number of children who aren't insured is growing. Last year, there were 3.9 million kids who didn't have health care coverage, and that was up by 276,000 from the previous year, according to government figures. The number of children without it had reached a new low in 2016 and had been decreasing every year since 2008. But experts are blaming the increase on losses in public insurance coverage, including the federal CHIP program, Medicaid, and direct coverage through the Affordable Care Act. And a Nashville Walmart says Kid Rock paid off 350 layaway accounts at the store, costing him about $81,000. The musician saying on Twitter he was just following the lead of director Tyler Perry, who did the same at a couple of Walmarts in Georgia. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris.